going to do is I'm going to teach you how to create a business that suits your talents, gives you fulfillment and lifestyle freedom without wasting a lot of time and energy trying to figure out what is my thing and how do I share it with the world. You're going to learn about my 6 core strategies, or I kind of like to look at them as pieces of your life business puzzle to create that dream life. So how does that sound to you folks today? And I have to apologize because a lot of times I will say women. I am used to talking to women, but I know there's a couple of guys that are hopping in here to watch this as well. So just kind of forget that little, if I say women, it's for everybody, okay? All right. So drop, if you're not driving, I know some of you are driving. If you're not driving, what I would love to know is, I want to see who's in here, who's watching this. So drop a 1 if you are an entrepreneur. You already have a business. You've been going at it for a while. So drop a 1 in the comments. Drop a 2 if you have an idea, but you're just getting it started. You're just launching your business and it hasn't really taken off yet. Drop a 2 in the comments. And drop a 3 if you are a wannabe entrepreneur. So a wannabe entrepreneur, you know you need to start your own business. You have the passion to do it. You know you have some gifts and talents to share with the world. You're just not sure what they are and how to put it all together. So a 1 if you're already an existing entrepreneur just looking to scale your business. 2 if you're just getting started. And 3 if you're a wannabe entrepreneur. Just so I know who I'm talking to in here. And I also want to know, how many of you have done webinars like this before? I am a learner. It's one of my top 5 strengths. And I'll talk a little bit about what strengths mean. You'll hear me talk a lot about that if you follow me. And I'll give you what that is later in the format today. But one of my strengths is learning, which means I love to learn, which means I am a course junkie. Like I am always watching webinars and courses and plugging into things. Some I pay money for, some are free. So if anybody else is like that, raise your hand out there. And you know, here's the thing that happens when we do that though. Yes, we can gain some good idea, but if you follow any influencers, any other coaches, podcasters, et cetera, there are a million ways to be successful. And they all have the right way. And honestly, it can be so confusing at times. And there's times I just want to crawl on my couch and take a nap, not knowing what to do and how to find success, because there are so many great ideas out there. It just gets overwhelming and we don't know which idea is the best idea. So anyone else feel that way? Like drop, I don't know, some sort of emoji. Maybe the poop emoji, I don't know. Or the sleep emoji if you feel like, I just want to go take a nap because I'm so overwhelmed. So drop an emoji in the comments if you can relate to that. And maybe you've even tried, you know, a lot of these ideas and they kind of sort of worked, but it just didn't feel authentic. It wasn't the right thing for you. And again, it wasn't that it was a bad idea. It just didn't fit with your, you know, it didn't align with your values. It didn't fit with your superpowers. And it wasn't working for you. Even though it wasn't a bad idea, it just didn't work for you. And that's okay, because again, there's so many different ideas out there that they're not all meant for us to use. And it's trying to weed through which one's the best one for us. And then we've, you know, followed those coaches or influencers that they think their way is the only way. And again, it gets so confusing because you can follow one person and they say, well, you have to pay for Facebook ads. And then another person's like, I never paid for Facebook ads. Don't ever pay money for them. Somebody else says, you got to get good on Instagram. It's all about Instagram. And then somebody else says, no, it's Pinterest. You got to be good on Pinterest. And then there's, no, you need to start a podcast. And now there's Clubhouse. Like there's always something new coming our way, or the right way to market our business. And it's always changing. And again, we can spend so much time. We can waste, let me just say that, not spend it. We're wasting time trying all of these ideas. And again, it's not that they're bad ideas, but they just may not be the right idea for you. So it's figuring out what is the best place to share your talents. What platform is best for you? Because it's not necessarily that Instagram or Pinterest or podcasting or Clubhouse or whatever is bad. Again, it's just, you got to figure out which one is best for you. And we're going to talk about that. And I hope by the time we're done with the two-day session that you'll have a little more clarity on that. Here's the other thing I want to mention, because sometimes we feel like, well, I need to go get a certificate. I need to get certified. I need to go back to school and get my MBA. I need to go get this degree. I need to go do this. And I am pretty sure that the six core strategies or six pieces to the puzzle probably are not taught in business schools. And here's the thing with being certified. I feel like if you feel like you need the knowledge, then by all means, go get certified in whatever your thing is. But if you're doing it because you think your clients want you to have it, you don't need it. You really don't need it. I have followed and worked with so many different coaches, and I've never had anybody ask me, what's my certification as a coach? And I've never asked my coaches, what's their certification as a coach? I go by their life experience and do they align with my values? And do they have success? Like, do they have a proven track record? That's all people are looking for. You only need to be a few steps ahead of who your ideal client is. And again, we're going to jump into that and talk a little bit more about that as we dive into the six components. So here's the good news. So we have all this confusion happening, right? And anybody, again, relate to all that? But the good news I have for you is that I know you have it in you to succeed. And I know you have a dream to make a difference in the world. And I know you want to create a business that will allow you to share those gifts and talents with others and to create that freedom-driven lifestyle that you've been dreaming about. And you know how I know that? Because you're here. You're showing up. You're listening to this. You are watching this. And if you didn't care about all those things, you wouldn't be taking your time, spending your time listening to me today. So I know it's inside of you to create that awesome business in life. And my hope and prayer is that this mini course will show you how it's all possible and get you started on your way to success. So how does that sound, you guys? Show me some love. And again, if you are watching the replay, just still comment, put that all in there. And let me know if you are watching live, if you're not driving, do a hashtag live right now. I see a couple people on here. I'd love to know who's on there watching. Or do a hashtag replay if you're watching the replay. So again, my goal for the next 2 days is to help those of you without a business idea to begin to gain clarity on what your calling might be and how to create a plan to start that business. And for those of you who already have a business, that you'll find some of the missing pieces to your puzzle to gain more success and get closer to that lifestyle freedom you desire. And in our time together, I want to show you how success in business and life can really be broken down into these six main components. It's my framework for what I call, it's my signature course that I offer, is called the Shift, Sail, Soar Success Academy. And we take this framework and dive into it in 90 days. So you guys are getting the 90-minute version of what normally is a 90-day course. So it really is going to be the little mini version of each, but I hope that it's going to be enough to at least get you thinking about all six of these components. Okay, let me grab a sip of water, and I want to tell you a little bit about who I am and why you should even be listening to me at all. Okay, so who am I? So I have been in business pretty much my entire life. Even as a kid, I was always doing something. You know, my father always reminds me, you guys may have heard my story before if you follow my podcast, that as a child, my sister and I used to paint rocks and try to sell them. Or if there were extra vegetables from the garden, we had the little stand. You know, as a teenager, I was selling something. I was always trying to figure something out. I'm a hard worker. I've always been doing something in my life. And there's been times in my life, multiple jobs at the same time. But for the past 26 years, I've been working in network marketing and direct sales. And I have built a really good business in that. Now, prior to that, I do want to say my husband and I did own a chimney cleaning business before that. And no, I did not climb on the roofs and clean chimneys, but I did a lot of the marketing. I did the business strategy. I did all the scheduling. I did all the behind the scenes. So I have helped build businesses that are like brick and mortar, more or less, and also, you know, virtual or, you know, products to sell. And today I'm doing coaching and servicing that's all virtual, which I love because that's giving me that freedom life, that life freedom that I want. So back to my direct sales though, that's what I really, because these six components came from my years of working in direct sales. And I had some great experiences and some fabulous rewards. I, you know, was able to earn I think we've earned 10 free cars, some trips, had a lot of prestige. Like my group that I led was ranked one of the top 20 in New York State out of like over 400. We achieved a lot of great levels and some pretty awesome paychecks along the way. And I did all that work in about 20 to 30 hours a week. I started in direct sales because I wanted to be able to raise my three boys and keep my priorities in order. And I was able to do that. But let me tell you, it took a while to get the success and it took a while to find that balance of being able to really feel like I could have success and feel successful as a mom, as a wife, and have the time that I wanted. And in the beginning, I really struggled. Probably my first 10 years in direct sales and running that business, it was hard. I had a lot of doubt. I had confusion of what to do because even within my company, there were a million different ideas and a million ways to be successful. I didn't believe in my own skills because I realized now, looking back, that I wasn't using my skills. I was using the skills that I needed to muster up to be successful. I had horrible time management in the beginning because I am, if you follow Enneagram, I'm Enneagram 7 and I love freedom and flexibility and spontaneity. And that doesn't mesh well with time management. So I struggled with that. And I have to work really hard with time management. And if you can relate to that, I'm going to give you some great tips and tomorrow on time management. So all the things. And what I found was I would get good in one area. Like I would be on top. I'd be like achieving it all in my business, but my relationships were failing. Or I had my relationships in order, but I wasn't achieving what I wanted to achieve. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But the thing is, I just also didn't feel aligned. And I'm actually still in the network marketing business, but I am retiring from there in June so that I can really concentrate and build my coaching business, which is my joy. And some people have asked me, like, why am I leaving that? Because I was really on top of my game when I decided to step away last year. Actually, it was pretty much a year ago that I decided to step away from that business. And people didn't understand that. And they couldn't understand why I was walking away from that. But what I realized is if I stayed in there, I was not able to use my true gifts and talents. And one of the things I am going back to my strengths. And again, I'm going to tell you guys what that is again, because there's a second time I'm mentioning one of my strengths. So one of my other strengths is what's called maximizer. And basically, I'll tell you quickly now, that just means I love to take something that's already good and make it amazing. And what I was finding in direct sales is, maybe one out of 100 women that came into my organization were that person, that they really wanted to go far. They wanted it all. They wanted to go to the top, and they would allow me to mentor them. But most of them didn't want that. Most of them were in it, you know, to make a little extra cash on the side. They were in it for the girlfriend time. They were in it for different reasons. And I wasn't allowed to use my gift of maximizer in the company. And I was feeling very dissatisfied with that. So, and there's multiple other reasons that would take a lot longer than we even have time today. And I don't want to spend time talking about me today. I want to give you what I've learned. But bottom line is, what I realized is I am better off serving the globe, to serving people outside of my network marketing, serving people like you, so that I can help you take your gifts and talents and share them with the world. And that lets me use my gifts and talents of taking somebody that's already good, because I know you're already good, because again, you're here, you're watching, you're listening, and make you amazing. So that's why I decided to step away. That's one of the many reasons, but that was the big reason, is I wanted to be able to use my gifts and talents in a way that really could impact the world. And the other piece of stepping away is for our freedom loving friends. And I know some of you in here are sailors like us. And my husband and I, our goal when he retires in 3.5 years is to take off on a bigger, much bigger sailboat than we have now. We have a 31-foot sailboat, but take off on that boat and live on that boat for a year. So I know I need to design a business that is truly portable. So that's another reason I'm stepping into doing the coaching and course creating and all of that. So that's a little bit of my backstory. What I would love to know is, like, does any piece of my story relate to you? If it does, type it in. What piece of my story can you relate to? Because I have a feeling there's pieces of that story that align with who you are as well. Okay, so what are my 6 secrets? Or my 6 pieces of the puzzle, or my 6 strategies, whatever you want to call them, to creating success and lifestyle freedom. And again, they're really not secrets. You have probably been doing some of these already. But where I see people getting stuck, and where I was getting stuck, is that we may not be doing all 6 at the same time. And even if one piece of the puzzle is missing, life is messy, and you're not as successful as you could be. And we want to be as successful in all areas, right, as we can be. So just like if you imagined a 6-piece puzzle, so I guess only 6-piece puzzles probably are the ones like toddlers do, but And actually too, when I thought about this, it's really like having a puzzle within a puzzle, because within each of the 6 pieces, there's little pieces that go into that piece. So it's kind of a puzzle within a puzzle, which I don't think there is such a thing. Kind of be a cool thing though, wouldn't it? But if one piece is missing, it's just never going to look right. And I have to share a quick little funny story before we jump into the 6 components. So I love to do jigsaw puzzles. My husband hates them, but I love them. And I hadn't done one in a long time. So I got on a whim last fall that I wanted, because I kept hinting around at Christmas and stuff, I want a puzzle. He never bought me a puzzle. So finally last fall, we were in Lake Placid and in a bookstore, and they had puzzles. And I'm like, I'm going to buy myself a puzzle. Now I forgot how complicated jigsaw puzzles can be. And I actually purchased a 750-piece puzzle, beautiful fall foliage picture of the Adirondacks. And I thought, well, this would be pretty because once I finish it, we could hang it on the wall, all that, right? So it's been sitting down on my coffee table for a while because I like to just, you know, a few pieces at a time. I, as we're watching a TV show, I might put a few pieces in. And trust me, this is a really complicated puzzle. Way more advanced than I should have bought for somebody who hasn't been doing puzzles for a long time, besides maybe a 6-piece puzzle. Well, this past weekend, my darling little granddaughters, 2 of them were over at the house. And of course, they saw the puzzle, like, Grandma, can we help you do the puzzle? I'm like, eesh, I guess. And I laid out a few pieces to have them kind of play with. I knew they would never get any of them because, like I said, it's really complicated puzzle. Well, my 4-year-old granddaughter proceeded to not just help put pieces in, but she actually started taking the puzzle apart. Oh, plus the grand dog was here. So they have a puppy too. And the puppy was here. And after they had left, I sat down and I got the rim because I had all the rim. You know, that's the first part you do in a puzzle. So I had all the outline of the puzzle. It was all complete and put together. And after they left, I started working on just getting that at least back in place. And I'm missing 2 pieces of the puzzle. So I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they're still sorted in the other box of the other pieces. I don't know. I don't know if the dog ate them. But it's like, okay, do I even finish working on the puzzle now? Because what if I get to the end and 2 pieces are missing? It's never going to look right. And I want to share that story one. I hope it made you laugh. But here's the thing. If we think of our life and her business as a puzzle, even just a 6-piece puzzle, not as complicated as 750. And we have the little pieces that go in the puzzle and we get to the end and I can't put these together now. Oh, there we go. So this is like this is not my 750 piece puzzle. This is the puzzle I should have gave my granddaughters. But if you get to the end and there's a piece missing, like it's just never going to look right. It's never going to feel right. So we want to work to get all 6 pieces working together at the same time. And when you do that, you are going to have a beautiful picture of your life and your business and all in harmony, and you'll be proud to share it with the world. Okay, so what are these 6 pieces? You guys are probably all chomping now. What are the 6 pieces? So these are the 6 pieces. I want you to listen as I just quickly go over them. And you may have seen this in the description of this course, what they are. But think about which one, because I want to have you write this in the comments. Which one of the 6 puzzle pieces do you need the most? And which one are you most excited to learn about? Because sometimes what we're excited to learn about isn't necessarily what we need the most. So put those both in the comments. So the 6 components are S. So it's the acronym of SMOOTH, if you haven't figured that out yet. S is discover your superpower and strengths. M is developing a marketing mindset. And we're going to cover those 2 today. O is overcoming the obstacles and avoiding danger buoys. This is an area I struggled with as a high achiever, and I still struggle with sometimes, but I know what to look for now. The second O is outsourcing automation and simple systems to work less and enjoy life more. Who doesn't want that, right? T is time to launch. It's steps to get that new business out there and how to start really sharing it with the world. The H is the habits of successful entrepreneurs for smooth sailing into the future. This was another piece, as I already shared, that I really struggled with because I don't like schedules. But I know, and I can't think of the exact saying, there's a quote, and I can't remember who said it, but something about, might have been Mark Twain, something about discipline sets you free. Or discipline is something that sets you free to fly. I'll have to look that up. I'll let you know what it is tomorrow. So what do you need and what are you most excited to learn? Now we're gonna cover the first 2 today. So the superpower strengths and developing a marketing mindset. We're gonna cover those today. And then tomorrow we'll go through the other 4. And I do wanna share with you that make sure you chime into or get into both of these courses. Don't miss one or the other. And especially tomorrow, I do have a really awesome bonus for you tomorrow. We are launching that Shift to Sales Soar Success Academy. The spring session is launching on February 4th. So the doors are now open as of today. They are open and I am taking enrollment for that course, that academy. And just a little bit about that. That is something that is very intimate. It's a lot of hands-on. It's group coaching, also one-on-one coaching, and it's small group coaching. I actually limit it to 10 attendees in the academy. Last time we actually only had two, and it was amazing. So as you're listening to me share these, if you want to dive deeper, as I shared before, the Shift Sales Soar Success Academy is where we do 90 days of this. And we are in the trenches together. Like, I am in your business and you get a lot of personalized coaching from me. So if that sounds good to you and you can't wait until tomorrow to hear all the details, shoot me a message at any point. Say, Sherry, I need to know more about this, because there are only 10 spots available for the Academy. And tomorrow I'll share, I've got a really sweet bonus for you guys. The first 5 that sign up are going to be able to save like a ton of money on this. And if you're thinking like, oh, I don't know if I can afford it, trust me, it's very affordable. I have payment plans. It's not that expensive anyway, compared to a lot of other courses out there. So if it's something you want, just reach out to me. If you need the details today, that would be me. Like, I can't wait till tomorrow. I need to know what it is today. So anyway, that's there for you. And if you don't need it, that's totally cool too. You will gain so much just by listening to this free course. Okay. Let me grab another sip of water and we're going to jump into this. So I came up with these 6 as the most important components, because when I finally figured them all out and I kept them all going at the same time, that's when I found the biggest success in my business and life balance at the same time. And as I shared before, at other times I had success in my business, but no family time or support, and I was stressed out all the time. Or I had lots of family time, but I wasn't achieving what I wanted to do in my business. And I had guilt, and I also had a lot of resentment towards my family because of that. And other times I may have appeared to the outside world to have it all together, but I wasn't feeling authentically me. I had a lot of imposter syndrome and just doing things that just didn't fit with my personality. And sometimes I felt like I was that round peg in a square hole. And I don't know, maybe some of you can relate to that. But when I really like figured out these 6, and it took me a while, like I said, it took reading tons of books, listening to tons of mentors, doing a lot of just thinking on my own to figure out that these are the 6 components that really will allow us to have harmony, true fulfillment, joy, and success. So number 1, the S, discover your superpower strengths. So when you can really discover your superpowers, and your superpowers are what you are your natural gifts and talents, it's what God gave you. It's when you were born, he's like, you, Colleen, are going to be good at this. You, Linda, are going to be good at this. You, Eileen, are going to be good at this. It's what he gave us to be good at, because we're all so different. And just like a giant puzzle, right? It takes all of our gifts and talents to make up one giant puzzle. So your superpowers are these things. And when you can clearly identify them and discover them, and then learn to stay in your own lane, that's when you find that success that just is like easy. It flows. It's so much fun when you are working in your God-given talents and strengths. Now, sometimes we don't recognize what our own superpowers are because they just come easy for us. So they don't feel like a big deal. But to other people, they are, because it's not easy for them. Now, one of the assessments that we use in the Shift Sales Soar Success Academy is one of the first things the participants do is I have them take an assessment from Gallup, and it's called Clifton Strengths or Strength Finders. They kept changing the name and I don't remember which one they are now, but Clifton Strengths or Strength Finders, it leads to the same thing. And this assessment gives you it rates your talents on a rating of, there's 34 different talents that they have figured out. And it rates you on your top 5 to top 10 of what you're naturally gifted at. So we use that assessment in the course, the Academy, to really dive into it. And that was, and when we did this in the fall, the two participants, like, that was their favorite thing to do, was really get clear on that. And I'm super excited because going into the spring, I actually got some new material, new training that I'm doing with Clifton Strengths so that I can really bump that up. It's really fascinating. To me, it's very fascinating. Like, I could talk forever about that. But if you don't do the assessment, you don't have the assessment, you can also do this without the assessment. It's not going to be quite as deep, but you can just start asking your friends and family, like, what do you think I'm naturally good at? Just ask them, what are you naturally good at? And think about what you enjoy doing too, because sometimes, here's the thing, we need to be careful, because you might find that you're naturally gifted at something, but you don't enjoy doing it. So don't start a business around that trait, because you want to start a business that you're going to enjoy doing. So you need to make sure the two are married. But ask people, what do you feel like I'm really good at? Because again, sometimes we don't see it because it just comes easy for us. But when you can align what you are naturally good at and what you enjoy doing and what people are willing to pay money for, that were the three circles. If you imagine three circles, and I didn't have slides today, I'll have some slides tomorrow. But if you imagine three circles, so you have one circle up here that is what you are naturally good at. You have another circle over here that is what you enjoy doing. And then you have this bottom circle, which is what people are willing to pay money for. And the three intersect. And it's that intersection. That's what your business should be around. Those three things. Because when you can design a business around those three things, that's when you're never going to feel like you're working. Like, you're just going to love, you're going to be so passionate about what you do. So it's really important to figure out, what are your natural gifts and talents? And then how can I create a business around those gifts and talents? So start just doing some deep thinking about that. Ask again some friends, family. Think about times you've had a job. What did you really enjoy doing? What did you not enjoy doing? That's kind of helps with that assessment as well. Then the second piece of that is, that's where you're also, once you know what your superpowers are, it gives you a chance to start thinking about who your ideal client is, because they're the ones that are going to be willing to pay to have you use their superpowers with them. And this doesn't matter whether or not it's a product that you create. I know some of you in this group are, you create things, you create purses, bags, crafts, things like that. You have a physical product to sell. This works for that. Some of you are like myself. I have courses, but for the most part, I'm coaching. It's a service. So you could be service-based. Some of you do food. It doesn't matter. It all can work the same. But your ideal client is going to be that one that's willing to pay for your gifts and talents. We do dive deeper into creating your avatar. Like, that's one of the things I do with all my coaching clients, is I have them really, we get really clear on who your ideal client is. And it's going to change. Like, mine's morphed a few times since I started. And that's totally cool. But you got to know at least somewhat who you're talking to. Okay. So I want to share a story. One of my clients from the fall shift sales store, Linda, they were both Lindas, which is kind of funny. Is my avatar, my ideal client, I named her. I do suggest you name them. My ideal client, her name is Lydia. She's from the Bible. She was a businesswoman in the Bible. And I just thought it was kind of funny that I named Lydia as my ideal client, and then God gave me two Lindas. That was pretty darn close, because I've never met anybody named Lydia. So anyway, just kind of a little funny side story. Okay, so Linda P, we called her. There was Linda Smith and Linda P. So she really, I think, found this part of the course so helpful, because when we started working together and we booked our first one-on-one session and got clear on what she really wanted to do. She's always been in like admin. She's very organized. She does a lot of help running businesses. She's the person behind the scenes. but she had a passion to helping other people just figure out life stuff. She was actually in the middle of helping her daughter do a bridal shower in another state. So it was going to be a virtual bridal shower for COVID. And she started talking to me about how she just wants to help people figure things out like that. And we came up with this thing. I said, you're a lifestyle concierge. Now that's a made up thing. I made that up. It might be out there. I don't know. I think there should be lifestyle concierge because she just wants to help people get through life event, or no, life event, not lifestyle, life event concierge. She wants to help people get through the life events. She's, you know, over 50. So she's helping people. She wants to help people like how to, you know, the process of helping your elderly parents get into a nursing home. Again, planning a virtual bridal shower, moving, packing and moving, selling a house. They're doing all these, she's experiencing major life right now. And she's just kind of keeping track of all that, diarying about that, so that she can share those things she's learning with others to help them make it easier. So anyway, we came up with that thing that she's a life event concierge. Well, in the process, Linda picked up another client who had her doing admin stuff. And she thought it was great because it was consistent money. It was easy for her to do. But when we got to the end of the course, what she came to realize is she revisited what she really enjoyed doing. And she realized that because she almost thought about, well, I could just be an admin for different people. Maybe I'll just do that. That was a safe, secure thing for her to do. But she really, when she really thought about it, that even though she was good at it, it wasn't where her passion was. And she found some other things she's really good at that she's passionate about and she enjoys doing. So we kind of did this really almost like a 360 with her. And it was kind of fun to watch her work through this, that she kind of knew, because she's back now to life event concierge, but it took her going through this mentally and even physically working that way to realize what she didn't want to do. She doesn't want to do admin for the rest of her life. There's no joy in that for her. There's other joy in doing other things. So it's really important to really assess that. What are you naturally good at and what do you enjoy doing? So I'm going to give you a little homework. If you follow me for any, if you've ever taken my courses, I love to give homework. I know we all hate homework. And I said to somebody here the other day, I need a different word for that because nobody likes homework. But an assignment's no better. Those are only two words I can think of. But think about and write down three things that you enjoy doing and then ask three friends what you're good at doing. And then kind of align the two. You can share them in the comments. Come back and share them. And let's see, what are people willing to pay money for? How could you design a business around that? Okay, the second module or piece of the puzzle is M. And that's developing a marketing mindset. This is the one piece of the puzzle that I hear from a lot of my clients, and they think this is the one puzzle they need to know and they need to get good at. And they think if they just really hone in on this one piece, everything else falls into place. And some people want to skip the other pieces. But I promise you, if you skip the other pieces, this piece is just never going to be as impactful as it could be for you or your clients. Let me just grab another sip here. So developing a marketing mindset, and it is just that, it is a mindset. And I can go really deep on the mindset of marketing because there's a lot behind it. You have to believe in what you're selling. And we are all selling something. I don't care what you're doing. You are selling something. You are either selling yourself, and not in a bad way. Like, don't hear me wrong. That is not the kind of job I am encouraging people to have, not physically, but you're selling who you are and what you offer to the world. Or you're selling your thing, whether it be a purse or a meal or a craft or a book. We're selling something. So if you don't think you're in sales, I got news for you. You are in sales. We all are in sales. But you can learn to do selling in a way that feels natural, it feels authentic, and it feels, it almost gets kind of fun. Because when you do it the right way, it's what I call attraction marketing. And we can start attracting the right clients to us, to the point that they're knocking on your door or your virtual door, and they're asking you about your business if you do this the right way. Now, in the beginning, we have to go out and hustle a little bit. And I hate the hustle, never liked it, but it's a piece of the pie. It's a piece that we have, the piece of the puzzle. It's a piece that we have to be willing to go out and do in the beginning to build the business. But you can even make the hustle feel good. So we need to fall in love with selling. You need to figure out where your ideal client is hanging out. So especially like on Facebook, or, you know, if you, in the real world after COVID, you know, are they going to different marketing events? Are they at vendor fairs? Are they at the chamber commerce events? Like, where are they hanging out? Where are you going to find them? On Facebook, what Facebook groups are your ideal clients in? Join those groups, even if you're just a fly on the wall for now, just to kind of watch and see. But then eventually you need to start connecting with your ideal clients. You need to message them, chat with them, build relationships first. Think about how you can serve them for free with nothing expected coming back. Don't do it with the thought that, well, if I give them this, they're going to give me that. That attitude sends out signals like these. And it sounds so weird when I talk about this, but it works. It's so true that the vibe we give off is what people feel when they're around us. And they may not sense it. They may not even, well, they will sense it, but they don't, may not even realize what it is. But you can, and you know this, like, you know when somebody's doing something because they want something in return. You sense that. Even virtually, we sense that, right? Versus if somebody's doing it just because they genuinely want to serve, they want to give advice. I love to reach out to people. I do that a lot. If I have an idea, pop it. Actually, I think Colleen, you were one of the people. Like, I saw your business thing and my mind just went to work. Like, I got to share these. I'm not going to keep that to myself. If she wants to take them and receive them, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But it was my gift to you, Colleen. Like, run with it, use it. With nothing in return. It's just because it's just what I do. And I hope you do that too. If you see a need or you see somebody ask a question, answer the question, but don't expect anything in return. Truly do it as a gift to them. And that's how you're going to build relationships with people. People have to know you, they have to like you, and they have to trust you. And that takes time. It takes time to do that. It's like dating. You don't go out on a date and say to that person, hey, I'm going to marry you and have your babies, you know, or I want you to marry me and have my babies. You may sense that. You may have that feeling that, oh, this is something here. You know, I think this is it. But you're not going to say that right away. You're going to send them running. So it takes time to build that. But no, I totally got off track thinking about that. Yeah. So just serve with nothing expected. Build the relationships. I'm going to give you one thing and the deep sigh here, because I see people do this to me all the time. And this is how not to do it. This is how not to market. Sometimes I'll have people friend me and I accept their friend request. I accept almost everybody's friend request, except for like the guys who have no posts. Like, that's just weird to me. No. Okay. But most of the people, I'm accepting your friend request because I want to expand my horizons. I want to expand who I learn from. I want to expand who I meet. I feel like we all can give something. But sometimes I'll have somebody friend request me. Actually, this happens a lot, probably at least weekly. Somebody friend request me. And then the next thing I know, without saying anything to me, they're inviting me into their group or inviting me to their event. I don't even know who this person is. They haven't talked to me. They just friended me and I accepted their friendship. But it would be like you met somebody on the streets at a coffee shop, and you had a quick little 2-minute conversation with them. You know, sometimes you're just standing in line waiting for your coffee and you're chatting with somebody and you think, oh, they're pretty cool. And then the next thing you know, they're inviting you to their wedding. Like, that's just weird. Don't do that. Like, you got to get to know people. So have a conversation with them, chat with them. They may not even be interested in your services. They may not want to join your group. They may not be a good fit for your group. I don't want everybody in my group. I want to keep this group small. Like, you know, I'd like to grow it to at least 500, maybe 1,000, but I want to know who's in my group. And do they all align? Do they have the same values? So just don't do that, okay? Promise me you won't do that. Here's the other thing. Besides serving one-on-one, chatting with people, building relationships, you have to consistently show up. Now, whatever platform you choose, whether it's going to be Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, I'm doing podcasting, my thing, show up consistently. If you listen to my podcast, you know right now I'm on day 27 of 100 days of podcasting. Is it easy? No. It's kind of fun though. It's not horrible, but it's just show up every single day. And you got to keep doing that. And it is 90 days. It's 90 days. That's why I do my big course in a 90-day chunk, because it takes 90 days to see the fruit of your labor. Just like if you plant a garden, you put the seeds in the ground, you water it, you nurture it, you feed it, and nothing happens for the longest time. And then all of a sudden you start seeing a little bit coming up, like, oh, it's there. You hope the deer don't eat it. And then a little bit more and a little bit more. But until it takes months before you actually get the tomatoes or the carrots or whatever it is, it takes a while to get that, or the flowers blooming. So it's the same thing with our business. We have to keep showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up, serving, serving, serving. Even when it looks like nothing is happening, it is happening. It just takes a while. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, boom, boom. Things start popping. So be willing to be consistently show up. And then the last piece of the marketing mindset is you may have to go out and find them. And that's where that hustle comes in, that you may need to figure out, like, where, how can I actually go out and, you know, ask to speak at events, to go find the people to join. You know, if you do, one of my clients does resume making, I suggested she needs to get on Fiverr, like, go find where the people are, put yourself out there. So you may have to put yourself out there besides just showing up. And sometimes you just got to ask. You got to come right out and ask people, hey, this is what I'm doing. Is this a service that you need? Or do you know somebody else who might need my service? Like, just let them know. Be right out front with it. Ask them. So create a plan of action that feels good to you. Take some of these ideas of the marketing mindset, and you don't need to start them all at one time, but maybe it's as simple as start to build a couple relationships. Offer what you do for free. Maybe go back to what is it you're good at and you enjoy doing, and ask somebody, hey, can I practice this with you? Can I give you some advice? Can I do this for you with nothing in return? Nothing expected in return. And just kind of build it that way. Test the waters that way. But there are multiple ways to reach out, and there's multiple ways to build your business. One last thing I do want to mention, because for most of you watching and listening to this and following me, we're seeking lifestyle freedom, right? So as you think about building your business, I always suggest with my clients that they create 3 streams of income that are structured around your talents and your time. One of the streams should be passive or evergreen, meaning once it's out there, you don't need to keep touching it. It might be a course. I love courses. The second one is going to be your main thing. This is what where your sweet spot is. For me, that's my Shift Sales Source Success Academy. It's my thing. It's what I love to do. It's where I shine. I love group coaching. It's what I believe in. So that's that thing, and then have something premium, something where people are going to pay a premium price for a premium service. For me, that's my one-on-one coaching now. So if you sell a thing, you might have different levels of that. And some of you may not even realize that you can create passive income from what you're doing. You just got to get a little creative. And that's someplace where I'm really good at helping people get creative. One of my clients, Linda Smith, the other Linda, and we've been working together for a while now, but she does bridal event planning. And since day one, we started working together back in April, March or April. She was one of my, she was my very first client. She's still with me. She can't, you know, we're not parting ways. She did the course and we're doing one-on-one coaching now. But way back when we first started working together, I had suggested to her that we need to create something that's passive, even for a bridal event planner. And we're actually finally really working on that right now as I speak. And she's creating a course for DIY brides because that's a market that she has not ever been able to tap into and never will. These are the brides who don't want to hire a wedding planner. They're not going to spend the money for the wedding planner, no matter how good she is. They're just not, that's not what they want to do their own wedding. So we're creating a course for the DIY brides, and this will be her evergreen income. So I'm so excited that she's finally doing this. So you may be surprised at the creative ideas we could come up with of how you could have passive income no matter what you are doing. I am like 99.9% sure I could come up with a way for you to have passive income. Test me on that. Who knows? Somebody might stump me one of these days, but I'm usually pretty creative with ways of coming up with how you can create passive income around your talents and what you enjoy doing and what you're already doing. All right. We covered a lot here. I hope you feel like you got to know me a little more. That was kind of my point today, is I want you to know who I am and hopefully you trust me. Like me, because that's what I want to do. I want to build that know, like, trust factor. So that was my goal today, is that hopefully you feel like you do like what I said. You feel like I have some experience that proves what I'm teaching you works. And we jive. And if we don't, that's okay too, because I know I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's totally fine. So if you have any questions about anything I covered or didn't cover today, drop them in the comments. I'll come back and check them. I know a lot of you are watching the replay later or driving now. And I hope you get wherever you're going safely if you're one of the ones driving. And check back in, write in the comments. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what your three superpowers are that you think they are. And, you know, any ideas you have so far on your business or where you're at with your business or any other questions you have. And tomorrow, again, we're going to dive into the 2 O's. So overcoming the obstacles and avoiding danger buoys, outsourcing automation and simple systems, time to launch, getting your business out there, and then the habits of successful entrepreneurs for smooth sailing into the future. Plus, like I said, I'm going to share with you this fast start offer I have for the Spring Shift Sales Source Success Academy. It's launching on February 4th, so a week from tomorrow. And as I already shared, it is limited to 10 entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs. And I do have a lot of bonuses for any of you listening and participating in this. There's going to be some free bonuses for you. And I'm going to share all of that tomorrow at the end of our session. But if you're feeling like after today, you're like, okay, I know this is what I need. I know these are the missing pieces, or a few of them are my missing pieces, and you're chomping to get in and you want to make sure you secure your spot for the academy. And the first 5 are going to get a really sweet bonus. Shoot me a message, DM me, put it in the comments, and I can give you the details today, at least message you the details. I don't have it in print yet, but, and if not, I will see you back here tomorrow. Also, I am giving away a door prize. So remember, I have $100. Somebody's going to win a $100 gift card to use towards the Shift Sales Source Success Academy if they want in that, or they can do a 30-minute coaching session with me if they prefer to do that. So make sure you're here tomorrow. The more you comment, the more you're going to get entered to win. Also, you can invite a friend into the session and get 2 extra points into the prizes. So we'll see you back here tomorrow. And thanks so much for letting me spend time with you today. And